Local government elections are coming up across the province of New Brunswick in May. In St John, each of the four wards will be electing two members to the City Council, along with two more councillors at large, who are elected by all voters in the city and whose responsibilities encompass the city as a whole. Additionally, at the election, St Johners will be voting for the position of mayor. There are three candidates for the position of mayor of St John, including current councillor Barry Ogden. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Councillor Ogden about his reasons for standing for the position of mayor, his main priorities, and what he sees as the major issues currently facing the city.
Well, I'm a city councillor right now. I put in long hours. You know, I've never missed a committee meeting or a council meeting or anything like that. And absolutely love this city. I've raised $23 million for the food banks, kids playing sports. But University of New Brunswick and St. John, I've raised $9.2 million. I headed up the renewal when it was closed. The Canada Games Stadium was neglected and closed for 2 years. It was condemned, and I raised the money to restore that. And then also at UNB St. John, I have several degrees from there, and raised money for the Alumni Gate, for the library, and for the Promise Partnership Program. So I've always been a community-minded person. I believe strongly in education. St. John only has 5,000 university community college students. Fredericton has 12,000, and Moncton has 13,000. And Moncton now has four universities and two community colleges. So post-secondary education is a big thing for me. We have a thing called the industrial tax. That for 65 years, St. John's given $7 million a year, so that's up to the $500 million mark. To Fredericton, because of our pulp mills and refineries, it's called the industrial tax, and we're the worst hit in the country, and we have the highest poverty rate. And I've worked with the food banks for ever, and when I started, we had one, and we now have 16 food banks. So it doesn't make sense for St. John to be a poor city with this much wealth, but everything goes to Fredericton. And we have talked to the industry owners, and they prefer the money to stay in St. John instead of going to Fredericton. So I want to make those differences. I know that we have a high poverty rate, a low educational rate. And I also head up some projects like the Marigold Project, the Mural Project, where we've painted 300 homes for people in need and cleaned up hundreds of tent encampments and vacant lots. So I've been very active in the community, and I think I can do a lot more as mayor.
Would you like to talk a little more about your experience on the council and how that you feel prepares you for the position of mayor?
Well, I brought five motions forward, and they all passed unanimously. And I have, you know, accomplished a lot in the city, from building the Marco Polo to restoring Loyalist House. These are all million-dollar projects. So I know how to get things done. And I'm always there, always president of council. I'm always president in the city. And I believe St. John has huge potential, but we have some challenges and we have to take them on full force.
And you've talked about some of the things you see as the major issues that face St. John. Would you like to talk a little more about how you'd sort of like to tackle these issues or alleviate the problems?
A lot of the homeless people and a lot of the trauma, drugs and everything else, starts with the trauma. And so we have to start very early with people's lives, children's lives. That's where sports and recreation and education and all those things come in. St. John has closed down 7 fields and 2 rinks in the last number of years. And now we have rinks in very, very bad shape. And that has to be changed. We have to spend more time on quality of life. And we need more affordable housing. Everybody knows that. But we have a generational poverty problem in St. John that I've been working on all my life, dealing with the food bank for over 40 years and teaching and coaching kids. And that's where a lot of it starts, out in the street and the grassroots. And I'm certainly a grassroots person.
What does St. John mean to you?
Everything. I've been here all my life, raised my kids here. I think we could have a great future. And I believe in St. John. I think we can make it happen.
Local 107.3 FM has also reached out to the other St. John mayoral candidates for interviews. The local government elections take place on Monday, May 11th, 2026, with advance polls opening on Saturday, May 2nd and Monday, May 4th. More information can be found at electionsmb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.